Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Saints Block Party Podcast, Tuesday night, first day of training camp. Ryan, I don't even know where to start. I'll say this: like, if you are the type of person that like does not like listening to Saints podcasts that may be negative, just put the podcast. If you're on YouTube, just put it on mute. You can keep watching. You're watching this later. You're listening to it later. Just put us on mute. Just fast forward so we still get to listen. This is not going to be the podcast for you. I get it. I know. It's the first day of training camp. There's all this. There's all this hope.
Optimism.
That shit got stomped out day one, Ryan. They haven't even done anything on the field yet. And the crazy thing is, the reason why I'm just like annoyed is it goes back to that. It has nothing to do with what is on the field.
Right.
Nothing to do with what is on the field. So, we get it. Thank y'all for joining on Tuesday night. We got people in the chat on YouTube. Tony, Dante, Dash, Sherm. We appreciate y'all. And we love y'all. And we also have this posted on Twitter. So we are on Twitch. We're trying to build our Twitch, I guess. So if you like Twitch, twitch.tv/Saints Block Party. We out here. We out here.
People watch on there, bro.
Yeah. Oh, tons. So there you go. Cat Williams said, we are exposing all liars in 2024. Set it, bro. How does the head coach of the New Orleans Saints don't know what happened or what the plan was for opening the fans to practice? And this is in its exact opposite, or the GM of the Saints. Can they get on the same page? If you don't lie to us, be on the same page. Be on the same page, bro.
D.A. he either plays like, I don't know. He just acts clueless. Either he is clueless or he acts clueless. I don't know which one works. Both of them is terrible. I don't know which one. Both of them terrible. Like, either one is terrible. Right. But he going to sit there and be like, saw something about the league saying something about I don't know. It's like what? Like, we've been on top of this for like 4 months.
You 4 months, nigga. Like, it's been on our radar.
We got real jobs, nigga. You a goddamn CEO of the team.
And you don't know? Nigga, we doing 40 hours a week. 40 plus sometimes. 40 with plus. This nigga. Fans, I don't know. And then.
Something about fans, you know, markets, market. Stock market, I don't know.
And we supposed to trust that man to go win against Kyle Shanahan on Sunday, bro.
Shit.
He said, go watch that 49ers game. We kept, it was 13 points. It was the offense fault, bro. And then, just a little cherry on top. Then you have the GM of the Saints come out and say, this is a quote. I got to put my quote voice on. From us here, we're away from our home market. We weren't expecting a lot of fans. It's just the venue, all the logistics, there's that word again, that were involved. There is significantly more logistics involved when you open it up to the public as to when you don't. All those factors came into play. I didn't really do much inquiry with the NFL as if we were allowed to do with fans. Bullshit. That's a complete lie. Or what we weren't allowed to do, because pretty quickly we determined, hey, it's going to be a limited amount of people at the practice. This is a quote that the general manager of the Saints said today as an opening presser for training camp. This man said this with his mouth. When me and Julio went to the Chargers-Saints joint practice last year in the same... Oh, that was Costa Mesa. Sorry. No, it wasn't Costa Mesa. Down in Southern California, in Orange County, the only way you could get access to those joint practices, you had to be a Chargers season ticket holder. A Chargers season ticket holder. And the Saints fans still outnumber the Charger fans. So this man...
It makes sense.
He gonna... Stop insulting my fucking intelligence. Like, that's the part that just burns me. Don't insult me. Like, don't insult me. Like, we're not blind. We're not dumb. We know what the deal is. You can't say... It was going to be a limited amount of people at practice. 2 weeks ago, someone said they were going to book a flight to come here to see them in training camp.
I've seen people tweeting under, like, some of the Saints beat reporters saying, "Hey, any word on the Saints practice? Any word? Any communication on? I live out in Cali. I would love to go see the team." And what is it like? This is how you know it's complete bullshit.
Talk to me.
We got four different answers. We had Dennis Lucia, the team president, a month or two ago, saying it was no problems as far as, like, the marketing rules with the NFL teams, with the, you know, LA team. He says,
literally on video, Ryan.
Literally on video. He said no issues with that, but he said the space and the facilities wouldn't really allow for that amount of fans. Okay, that's one answer. Put that on this.
Okay.
Can't handle that many fans, even though we know that's completely false, because we posted a video of the Rams camp literally at the same location, jam-packed.
Who trucks at that bitch, nigga? Oh, okay. All right, come on.
Who trucks? I think I saw a merry-go-round in that motherfucker.
Okay,
that's one answer. Then we got Dennis Allen today saying, well, I don't know, something about markets, and NFL says something about league rules and markets. And so he believe who blind? That's another answer. Then Mickey Loomis says, one, we ain't got no fans. He ain't got no Saints fans in California. This is the NFL team. Like, this is the NFL team who does market research, has all access to all the analytics you could think of. Who buys what jerseys where, who logs into what. I mean, information that we'll never have access to. So they ain't got no fans in LA, in California. Even though we know for a fact, just from our little tiny footprint of our podcast, California is always either second or third on the list of downloads, the amount of downloads, the amount of traffic to our website. We know from experience, you had the West Coast meetup at the Rams Saints game last year in
four
LA.
Four days before Christmas on a Thursday night.
On a Thursday night, 30 plus deep. One of our fans flew in from Hawaii,
nigga,
to see the trash ass Saints.
It got demolished, bro.
Demolished. But they ain't got no fans on the West Coast.
All right.
Make it make sense. Then Loomis, okay, that's another thing. Then Loomis going to say, okay, we hate the fans. We don't have no fans out there. Plus, on top of that, the logistics of the situation and the cost and the this and the that.
Huh?
And da, 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 da. Like, what is it? What is it? Is it the cost? Is it the facilities can't handle the people? What is it? Like, what's the answer? What's the real answer?
And even my pushback to all that shit Mitch ain't been since that game. Bro, Mitch slept at halftime, bro. Mitch spent fucking, bro. And you never met Mitch, but all, like, Mitch's positivity, bro, that is real. Like, that is real. Bro, so for
Mitch
him...
Positive. I ain't seen Mitch since, bro. Mitch don't come in the Discord no more than that, bro.
Man, like, we ain't seen Mitch since, bro, man. The man got broken. Broken. Even to the whole thing of not expecting a lot of fans there, right? We in 2024, and I tweeted this. Let's rewind this shit to 2011.
Oxnard.
Lockout season. Ooh, the Saints were out in Oxnard for a whole week. And that bitch was packed. I went to 4 out of 5 practices. And that shit was packed. I still got pictures when I was there. So I could post the pictures of the stands, and they're going to be like, well, you know, the Cowboys practice in Oxnard, so they have the setup there. The Rams practiced at Irvine last year. So the setup, so you, can y'all just tell the truth? Can you tell the truth? If you, they would never say this, but if it's just as simple as like, man, the quarterback of the team is Charmin Soft, and he might have, if he hears a couple of boos at training camp, that might get in his head. Because all the four reasons you said, one of the true reasons was not mentioned. It was not talked about. And I know for an absolute fact, that is one of the reasons. So you expect, and I've made this point. You expect a team that can't, who may not be able to handle criticism from the fans during training camp. You expect that same team to have the mental capacity when they're being built, or the expectation is they're a mentally soft team. Week two, do you expect them to go into Jerry's World and beat Dallas? You expect them to go in Kansas City and beat 15 in KC? Like, when the stadium and the fans are going to be ballistic. Like, this, like, Mickey Loomis talked about the culture. Shut the fuck up.
Please.
The culture has been torn to pieces.
Completely agree, bro. And it's just like what are we doing? I've been harping on it for a while, man. The fan engagement, it's like they are so just assuming that. And look, Mike Triplett did a good job. He brought up the fan apathy. You know, like, are you guys paying attention to that? And Loomis came up with some BS answer like, hey, look, we got to go out there and, you know, put a good product on the field, blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah.
It's like, bro, it wouldn't have been hard to set aside 2 or 3 days of practice to have Saints fans who would never get to see the Saints, you know, practice out there in Cali to give them that. You know what I'm saying? That wouldn't have been hard. That wouldn't have set Gail Benson back too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just crazy. So all I could assume is y'all worried about y'all, you know, $40 million quarterback feelings. I worry about his feelings.
Dante said, I would respect it if they just lied and said, we just want to focus on team building with less distractions to put the best product on the field for our fans when we get home.
That's it. If they said that, I'd be like, I don't agree with it, but okay.
Sherm said, they hurting and they letting the fans down, period. 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 Like, how do you have an article dropped a couple of days ago saying, EA's a cool guy? Like, pizza party. Cool. Yeah. And then this shit comes out, bro.
You know what the funniest thing about that article? Because that was a Tyrann Mathieu quote. You know, yes. Shout out Tyrann. Tyrann just a good soldier, bro. Like, he
yes.
Good soldier. You know what I'm saying? He ain't about to say nothing bad about DA. He ain't about to, he just march step. You know what I'm saying? And look, you need guys like that. But, you know, he kind of.
Sherm said, cool whip, nigga.
But in that quote, he said, DA cool now. And it's like, you kind of said didn't say the quiet part out loud. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, he wasn't cool before.
He's cool now. So he wasn't cool before. It's like, okay. You know what I'm saying? So it's just one of those things that I was just interested in.
I don't know, Rod. Man, here's the thing. I didn't even check with my person to see if I could talk about this out loud. It doesn't help that I'm drinking cut water. Still got to get that sponsorship. After all that we just said, their performance as a team, their lack of fan engagement, blah, 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 you know, lack of caring about fan engagement, lying to the fans about whatever. List goes on. They have the audacity to be upset with an article with the front office being ranked last. What?
Hey, Luma said he never heard nothing about that. Luma said he ain't heard nothing about that.
I don't
pay attention to that. And you could tell by like how flippant he was towards it. He knew what they was talking about. They're unqualified to comment on that. I'm like, okay. Talk a little spicy.
Dane said, dude apologized to the Falcons. That dude would never be cool. Facts. Back, bro. Do you just realize so much shit has happened in the span of like 2.5 years with the Mickey Loomis DA regime, bro? Like, I sometimes like people bring shit up. I'm like, oh shit, yeah, that happened, huh?
Nah, man. Sometimes I go. That's why I love having a podcast, because sometimes I go back and watch old stuff, and I'm like, oh shit. Like, I watched the episode when you told me live about him apologizing,
bro. To the fella. I have never seen you so upset about the same in my life, bro.
That shit had me hot, bro. Ooh, never, ever. Apologize. Oh, my God. Not my kid, coach. Not my AC.
Not my AC. Not my DE. Not my GM.
At all.
I don't know who we got, bro. So I'll ask you this, and I don't know. What we were talking about earlier, I told you in the text message, I said, fuck it, let's go in the offense. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about
it. Yeah, I mean, I say let's keep that in the back pocket for now.
Okay.
But I'll just say, let's just keep an eye on this AK stuff the next couple of days. Let's just keep an eye on it. You know what I'm saying? And see where it goes. He did show up today at camp. He put out a little picture on Instagram. Him and Marshawn Lynch, it's just saying, hey, I'm here, so I won't get fined. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, man. You got 2017 class, bro.
I don't know where this headed, you know? I don't know.
Okay. Sherm asks, what happens week 2 through 7 when they back against the walls? What happens then? Broken hearts? I don't know, Sherm. I don't know. Dirty T00 said, I'm out here in Cali and Mickey Loomis don't allow the fans to come out.
I didn't say that, Saints. That's not me. I didn't say that. That's someone else that lives in California. Like, you are hearing from the fan base. So, I don't know. Oh, niggas, everything okay?
Well, there's some noise outside. You know, my cat looking like, what the hell? You know,
bro, when the cat's making a look, you like. Okay, so let Dante said, "Get down, Wolf." just a quick aside. Camilla was out there cooking in Wisconsin, nigga. She was cooking. She was cooking like that.
Cooking, man. I see. That was probably one of the, I haven't listened to a ton of speeches over the years, but I was like, that's pretty good. And the people out there saying,
I guess you like juxtapose it to like, and it's like, and I don't want to diminish it, but it's like, of course it's gonna sound like,
yeah. Like, ooh, speech complete sentences. It's like, ooh.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't want to get too excited or whatever,
man, get excited, man. Get excited. Push it. You know, just make it till you make it. Shit.
DA said, that's why I've been doing for the last 5 years. Like, I don't know.
My whole career, shit.
Dad said, how they handle adversity is the most telling, and you know that they ain't going to handle it well. That first half of the season.
We'll see, bro. We'll see, man. It's just, it's like we want so badly to, like, get into this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want so badly to be like, I want to be excited. But, man, he just keep doing stuff. Who said it? Was that? That was Miguel said on the Discord. He's like, man, this team make it hard for you to root for, man. It's like, damn. Like, I want to root for you, damn it. But they just keep doing little things like shit.
Over and over. Over.
And I almost wish I was like one of the fans that don't really pay attention much. That just kind of read the news clippings here and there. Because they're just like, man, I don't know what y'all talking about. Like, you know, they just rolling with it. I wish I was like that sometimes, but we got a podcast.
Those are the fans that they, I feel like the front office tries to cater to the most.
Right. Exactly.
Because those are the type of fans that if, when something gets put out, when it's something that the Saints as a team wants out, they're like, we have Marshawn Lattimore as a cancer. Well, that's absolutely to trade him. Like, did you hear? Did you hear what he did? Did you hear? He's been injured. So, like, Michael Thomas, CD, like, Charlie Garth, like, CD Deuce, like, I heard Trey Henderson was a tryhard. Like those are the fans that they prey on. I'm being real, those are the fans that
absolutely
they prey on.
Absolutely, because they, you know, they're gonna read that Jeff Duncan article. You know what I'm saying? And
special, the JD special, bruh.
JD special. You know, so be on the lookout. Yeah.
Our dude Chris in Canada said Facebook fans.
Right.
Tony said, shout out to Brooke for blowing their cover on the Lattimore thing.
Da, da, da.
I'm leaving it at that. Some good news regarding training camp. It doesn't seem like, listening to DA, believe him or what have you, doesn't seem like a lot of players are going to be missing in action when, like, actual, like, training camp starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jawan Johnson, Nephi Sewell, and Tano passing guard are the only three players that won't be able to do any type of workouts. Everyone else, even Chase Young, Kool-Aid McKinstry, like those play, you know, Chris Olave, I know he had the tight back, all that, pause. Everyone's going to be, for the most part, except for three players, going to be able to do something tomorrow. I was just thinking this, and I tweeted it. Like, Marcus Davenport hurt his ankle October of last year, and this nigga ended up on PUP.
Chase Young had like neck surgery. Like, what was it, March? Like, he had that nigga, shit in March, nigga.
Nigga played in a Super Bowl, then had neck surgery, and now you ready to go and train again. My dude MD, bro. I love him, man. I love him to death, man. Hey, Peyton Turner, I don't know PUP, baby. Peyton Turner, ready to go, baby.
Okay.
Shit. Ready.
Nigga still on vacation. whole training camp gonna be a vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
SoCal too? Shit.
Shit, we was doing over-under. We should have did an over-under of how many training camp practices will it be before, like, Peyton Turner get, like, a nagging injury that's going to keep him out, like, the rest of training camp, bro. Like, I mean, how many practices is it going to be?
I mean, four at most. At most. Man, come on.
Oh, this is, if you have no idea what we're talking about, we did a Patreon-only, YouTube members-only podcast episode where we went over-unders. It was really fun. I wanted to say this one during the episode, and I completely forgot. Over under how many games DA this season will win consecutively? I'm saying the line at 2.5.
It's a good line because he's never won more than three.
I know, nigga. I know, that's why I said it like that.
But did he win four? Did he win four straight last year? No.
Four?
No.
No, absolutely not, nigga.
I say he gets over 2.5.
With so he gonna go on a 3-game win streak. I said, coach,
they gonna get a 3, bro. They gonna get a 3 somewhere. I don't know where. They gonna get that 3.
Okay, I got it. Now I gotta pull up the schedule, bro. All right, so okay. Let me see. I want to see where it could be. Here we go. Okay. Nope, don't see it. Nope, absolutely not. Nope. Okay. If they can do 3, it would be week 9 through week 11. They got the Panthers, the Falcons, which is a meetup game, so that's a win automatically. Panthers, Falcons, and then after the Falcons game, they play the Browns. That's the 3.
That's the 3 right there.
That's the 3, bro. Anything else is not. Like, it go, like, the second best chance that they would have would be Giants, Commanders, and then the Packers. So which one you go? Would you go with the first one?
Yeah, I'm going with the first one.
The first.
Packers, and you know, I mean, everybody think the Commanders gonna be poo, but I mean, it wouldn't shock me if they potent. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Jayden Daniels is going against a mobile quarterback going against the DA defense, so I don't know. No cap, no filter. Saying says not me. I can't fake the funk. I just can't. Best thing happen if DA wins the Super Bowl. And New Orleans proves me wrong. Next best thing, 500. He's fired. Worst possible thing, 9-8 and extended. Man.
Yeah.
That would be hell, bro.
Hell right there, bro.
That's hell.
That's hell right there.
I've been telling Jay, I need to make this like a video. And me and Don, like Dante know what I'm talking about. Like, but if they did that shit, like that's it's a Michael Scott, it's a Office reference, but it's like, I want to kill myself, bro. Drew said, don't like the front end of the schedule, the coordinator battle besides Carolina is concerning. Drew, I don't know what episode it was, but we did a podcast episode where we literally did each matchup and which team had the head coach advantage.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, was not many on the schedule for the Saints.
It was not many, man. Oh, my goodness. Hey, man, but back to Clint Kubiak. You know, we need Clint. Clint needs to carry us, bro.
I feel like nigga sound like Princess Leia right now. Prince, like,
only hope.
Only hope, bro. Help me do something. Anything else from like the presser? Okay, let's go real quick. I want to go back to this whole thing of what, why the team is so caught up, in this notion that their front office is ranked 31st overall. Like, why does it bother? Like, I want to know what they think that they have done as a front office that they feel like that wouldn't be justified, right? So, like, I go down a laundry list of things, bro. Just, I could start with that 2022 draft class, signing Derek Carr to that contract, not retaining Marcus Williams, moving on, trying to Marcus May last two seasons at the Saint, not retaining Caden Ellis, he goes off, has a good season for the Falcons. It's a laundry list of things that I'm just so curious of, like, why do they feel, and not to mention, like, oh, last season with one of the easiest schedules in NFL history, you didn't make the playoffs in the easiest division in football, considering all the bricks you got along the way. Like, I'm just like, are they that delusional of just thinking like you are who your record says you are? Also, the head coach of the team is 24-46 all time.
I guess from their perspective, I mean, they're not the 32nd worst team in the league. You know, as disappointing as they've been, but that article, you know, really goes into detail about, you know, setting up for the future. Like, how does your outlook look? And the Saints just do not have like a promising outlook, man. Like, we talked about it. Talked about it recently. Like, our problem now is, who do we extend? Like, we ain't got players to extend right now. That's a front office problem. Like, that's when your front office failing, when you like, man, we ain't got no players to play. Like, who do we pay?
That means you drafted bad. That means maybe a player that you signed in free agency, either they weren't a good signing, and so you're not wanting to retain them, or they were good, like, maybe you got them or whatever, but maybe they don't want to resign with the team. Like, who are the pillars? There's two players right now, in terms of players that you would extend, that or hands down, Chris Olave, Paulson Adebo.
Period.
After those two, who are you extending? Someone please answer my question. Who can you definitively say we need to extend this player?
Definitively. Rashid Shaheed.
Definitively. A 53-51 man roster, and you have two players definitively in terms of you would be comfortable extending. Sherm said Reese. Yes, I mean, later down the line, yeah, but like, yeah, he's your
going
two.
Into the second year. You know,
second year. Like, I'm saying right now, there's two players. That means that your construction of team building and team and roster building has been piss poor. Piss poor.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever, and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of 5-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
Straight up. And it's like, where are they going? Where are the Saints going? So, you know, we could argue about should they be ranked 32nd. I don't know. But, I mean, it is what it is, you know. And I'm sure as a front office, they're not going to agree with it because, of course, they're not going to think they're the 32nd worst front office in the league. But, I mean, I saw the article. I was just like, you know. Made a good point.
It felt like fucking Amon-Ra St. Brown just in written word version, bro. Like,
that's it.
I don't even know what to say. Like, shit. You got me. Let's see. No cap, no future sense. They need a prayer, but 3-game stretch of poor opponents, but expect me to be excited like this team, make a playoff run, and beat the best in the tournament. Man, if they go on a run. And people should be very, very aware of this. And if we've done this shit for 4 years, 4+ years, when the vibes are vibing and shit is well, we are the first to give them credit. Even last season when they started 2-0 and the fan base was just ew, it's like, no, they're fucking 2-0. It's hard to win in the NFL. I get it. They're 2-0. And then shit fell to pieces in the Green Bay right. game. But
they never improved from that. It's like
even that Panthers game, like in hindsight, yeah. It was like,
you know what I'm saying? Right. And that's the thing. We want, like, I get it. We want the wins, but we also want it to feel real. You know what I'm saying? Because
yeah,
I can't remember if it was Matt Harmon or one of the podcasts I was listening to. And they were running down, like, some of the offensive stats. And the offensive stats were, you know, pretty good. Top 10 scoring, offense, da, 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 da. But it just didn't feel like it. You know, even watching, he said, even going back and watching the tape, it's like...
Ain't no way, bruh. Ain't no way it feel like that.
And it made sense because I think it was, like, before the final week, before the Falcons game, the final game, they were, like, 16th scoring. And then just because we, you know, they scored a bunch of points against the Falcons in their final game, had the, you know, fake kneel down score.
Thanks, Jameis.
Thanks, Dave. That vaulted them to top 10 scoring for a season.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? So that just shows you how stats can lie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When really they were a middle of the pack offense at best all season. You know what I'm saying? I mean, all season last year. So it was like, even as a team, it just never felt real. Even though they won 9 games, that's why I'd be. People are like, oh, you know, you did win 9 games. Like, no, I watched it. We sat there on that Zoom and watched every game.
And every one of those bitches. Like, you go, you know, go back to that Vikings game, bro.
Oh.
Go back to that Vikings game. They are on quarterback 3. No Justin Jefferson. And it it didn't look close. And in that game, the thing that failed them the most was the defense, and that's DA's hit forte.
And it always seems to happen. Like, goddamn, like, when we need the defense to really step up, like, can you come through?
Vikings game, Rams game, nah, dude. Hit you with the Russell Simmons. Not the creepy con. Not the creepy con.
that nigga out there with, living with Ryan Singer and shit, bro. Like, I don't know.
But, you know, all that said, man, if Kubiak got that offense rolling and they running the ball well and Taysom Hill is doing things and Al Kamara doing things and Carr is okay, like just okay, just fine, and the offensive line stabilized and, you know, Chris Olave cooking cornerbacks and Shaheed making big plays or the defense getting picks and, you know, that's fun, man. Like, I don't give a shit. Let's roll. You know what I'm saying? I'm just ready to roll and enjoy Sundays. That's all.
Okay. Can I please enjoy a Sunday? Can I please? So we have, like, 154 people, like, watching live stream on Twitter. 154, which is great. I need to talk to YouTube and see, like, does that get integrated in our live stream? I don't know.
No.
I got the...
No.
I know it doesn't. I know.
Don't come.
Let's get to going over some of the things in the chat. Andrew said, I think it goes back to what Adam keeps saying about them being insecure since Sean left. They don't want to believe they are trash, and Drew and Sean carried them. 100%. I don't even think it's that they don't want to believe that they're trash. And we said this on previous podcast episodes. Mickey Loomis is so intent on trying to prove that, like, it wasn't just Sean and Drew. Like he was part of it too. You know, like in school, bro, like there's a group project and, like, you know, the person that maybe, like, doesn't do the work but still want to get the credit. And I'm not trying, I don't want to completely, like, be dismissive of Mickey and his role, but, like, all right, nigga, like the A-plus students have graduated now.
Yeah.
And now you are the leader of the group project, and we keep getting D's on this bitch. So, like, at some point, it is you. It's you. And also, you have to realize that the reason you were getting A's in the past, it wasn't because of what you were doing. It was because you had A-plus students. So you should be trying to get more A-plus students. That means get an A-plus quarterback. Get an A-plus head coach. And then you can, like, then you can be on the Cortels and be like, oh, I'm an A student too. But until you do that, and until Mickey Loomis has that conversation with himself and is able to accept that, right? I could go social work in this shit and talk about the stages of, like, of grief and denial, and this nigga has not even gotten to the acceptance part of denial yet. This nigga is still in denial.
Still,
like, can you accept that you lucked out in a way and you got lucky and you made the right hire when you hired Sean Payton? That was I won't say a one in a lifetime, but you hit the lottery when you did that. And then you hit the lottery twice in the same year when you signed Drew Brees, who was coming off an injury, who those two changed the whole outlook and trajectory of the franchise. Yes, you helped put that together. But you also have to realize that they carried and change the entire perception and organization of the New Orleans Saints. And if you saw that that was what it was before, then you should be thinking, when you're in bed every night, how do we get here again? And if he's in bed thinking every night that it was because of me, because something Mickey Loomis did, then as a franchise, as fans, we're fucked. Fucked.
Straight up.
Period.
Straight up, man. And that's the key right there. That's the key right there. He has to have that self-realization, you know, to know where you're at. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were only a small piece of that puzzle. And you really going to sit there and think D.A. is that guy? Dennis Allen?
Dennis James Allen?
Is that guy? You think he's that guy? You think Derek Carr is that guy? You really believe that? When
can
you
we
sit down on the toilet early in the morning taking a shit? That's where you get your good thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
the world just goes away for a little bit, bro. You can just focus. Thank you for bringing up the Derek Carr point, because I wanted to talk about this and now update what's going on in the chat. We have 21 concurrent viewers. 61 views, so thank y'all. Another thing that came out today, and I forgot, I don't know what, I saw it, I don't remember off the top of my head his official title. Dave Ziegler. Mm-hmm. I think it was like personnel something.
He's like a personnel assistant or something like that.
Like, of all the things that came out today, gave me a little hope, bro. Just in the sense that this man knows that Derek Carr is not the dude. I don't care anything else he brings to the team, bro. I don't care anything else he brings to the team. I know every time they in a meeting talking about players and talking about team building, he's like, why is this man still on our team? Why is this man still the quarterback of the Saints? He is worth his salary alone just because of that.
Straight up. And look, I don't know what he's doing as a personnel assistant. He's probably like a special projects guy, just another guy in the building to, you know, do things. But, hey, man, I mean, we need all of it. We need all of it. And like you said, bro, just
need the ops.
Need the ops. And like somebody said, like, man, Carl got his op in the building. Just
in the building, bro.
Straight pill, man. The boss that fired you. You know what I'm saying? The boss that fired you.
I know Dave Ziegler, like, he probably following Carl around, just like anywhere he goes, he's like, what is this nigga doing right here? What is he doing? catch up on the chat. Dante said, well, the last time somebody said something bad about them at ESPN, they improved the cafeteria, so maybe Gil will improve the front office after this. Man, please.
You can't tell me they don't pay attention, bro. Because that player survey came out, is what they talked about. Last year, they talked about the food, mm-hmm. cafeteria, whatever. They improved the cafeteria. This year, DA was ranked, what, bottom head coach?
He was like 29th, because the other 20 that were ranked lower than him got fired.
Exactly. So now he's, you know, he's doing things.
Now he's literally 32 of 32 as of right now.
But now he's trying to be cool now, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to
cool
do...
guy.
You know, trying to do a little Jeopardy, a little Family Feud in the meetings, you know what I'm saying? Just, hey, what's up, guys?
You know? Go stop Jalen Hurts! Week 3, nigga!
It's an organization just chasing its tail right now, bro.
That's all it is, man. Chris, our dude Chris the Canada said, get that music bump in the locker room again. Dante said, red like, green like ass, coach. Stop! Dash, I need music, smoke machines, and strobe lights. Bro, those things are all gone.
Wins before you get that, dude. Gotta win games.
Tony said a lot of garbage stats against the Lions, Jags, Rams, Vikings boosted their offense rankings.
Yes.
Absolutely. Drew said the offense scored in the top 10, but did Pete really hold the offensive room accountable? The run game was meh, but how much were they playing in the lead? Pete was bad. Pete was... Pete's Pete, bro. I know Pete. Okay. Oh man, I can't even say this part. I'm gonna leave it alone. I don't wanna get in trouble. no cap, no filter saying said garbage time stats, backup quarterbacks, third string quarterbacks, last four or five games was Tommy DeVito, Desmond Ritter, Bryce Young, Baker. Bryce Baker was the only full-time starters that we beat. What happened versus the Rams? DA not elite. Can't stop the run. No pass rush. Hey,
the Chicago game gets Beignet.
Tyson Beignet, baby.
Saints got some breaks, boy.
Nigga, what?
Hey, Justin Jefferson wasn't in that Vikings game. No, Justin Jefferson didn't play in that Vikings game.
Nigga, when we were at that meetup game against the Bears and Tyson Beignet in that first half, nigga, that was like, to lose to the goddamn Bears.
I was like,
bro.
Oh, shit. It was... Thank goodness, possibly Debo had hands that day.
That shit looked like that was going left real quick. Anyway, anything else from today? The pressers, like, and this is crazy. We've gone 46 minutes, man, and not a single football snap took place today. Not a single football snap, bro.
Good news is there will be football. I think after about four. What the hell is all that noise? I think after about four practices.
Nick, are you in a horror movie right now?
I don't know what's going on. After about four practices, then they can put on the pads. So that's when the pads get to popping and we start some real football.
Trevor Pennington. But I think it was John Hendricks that put out an article like maybe a couple of days ago about Trevor Pennington, bro. And I felt like that shit was just Groundhog Day, bro. I was like, we did a social media clip about Trevor Pennington last season. Like,
back here again. But you know that's a big storyline, bro. Not just Penny, but the offensive line. Like, you yes. know, I think it Loomis talked about it today. It was like, you know, you got Ruiz and Eric McCoy, and the rest That's is just it. Like, we'll see. The rest is like, we'll see how it goes. So, you know, that's interesting. You know,
super. I mean, it's a huge part of the season. Obviously with the offense and what have you. So something very, very much to keep an eye out on and what have you. And hope, you know, we'll see as it plays out in training camp. Trying to think of anything else. I mean, that was it. I just felt like this episode needed to happen because just so much was said today. In so many different ways, and this team is funny, bro. This team is funny.
Hilarious, man. Hilarious.
But all that said, man, it's like it's football season. The whole more than likely it's going to be like another like a week 18. Ugh. Like it's on the horizon. Like Like, you can't tell me that the NFL cares about player safety. Like, oh, here's a...
Hell no.
Here's another game.
Another game. Give a damn.
But this was fun. This was enjoyable. Thank everyone for kind of hopping on last minute. We didn't plan to have this, and then everything came out today, and I was like, we got to fucking do that. Like, these dudes just got a lot of nerve just... insulting our intelligence, like we're dummies. Dante said Saints won't have fans, but the Cowboys adding VIP seats to their camp in Oxnard. Okay, all right, all right. Logistics, quote unquote. It's my team though,
baby.
Thank y'all for joining and participating. Just chopping it up with us and talking to the chat and things like that. We'll be back maybe like we'll try to get something out maybe this weekend because obviously a lot of training camp practices, observations and things like that are be going on, and all we'll have is like what beat reporters are saying, right? There's no fans, yep. There's no fan opinions, just beat reporters. They gotta go to their hotel and type out an article. But we'll be back maybe this weekend. We'll be back. I feel like, because I'll be gone for a bit, but I feel like we probably should put something out, you know, prior to me getting back, you know, so we can talk about actual football things going on. So we'll figure it out.
Yes, sir.
Sherm said Saints know damn well they got a fan base in Cali. They absolutely do, bro.
Absolutely do.
And as we close this out, I was told that they specifically picked California as a place for them to do training camp is because they knew about the whole rules regarding the Rams and the Chargers. Which made it more enticing for them to pick California. That would seem to contradict the... Okay. Just throwing it out. They're like, ooh, they got the rules, but there's two teams there and fans, blah 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 blah.
Got all the excuses.
Every one of we gonna go to Cali. Ooh, yeah, okay. Oh, can we before we go, bro? You've been talking about this. I know we're gonna wrap up. Sorry, just came to me. you have been talking about with them being in Southern California, cooler temperatures, blah, blah, blah. Is DA going to take it? Is the team going to take advantage of it around the practices?
Right.
Or is it going to be more lackadaisical? Or are they going to go, like, you know, go at it? Like, it's 20 degrees cooler in Orange County compared to Louisiana, blah, blah. And I don't know if you've watched episode 3 of part of the Giants Hard Knocks yet. Don't know if you've seen it.
No.
But please watch it, because Joe, what the fuck his name is, the GM of the Giants.
Joe Shane, Jack, or whatever.
Shane, whatever. Before he did his combine presser, he literally had someone in the Giants go over almost every fucking question that he could get from media.
Oh, I did see that. No, I did see that part. Okay. Yeah.
Right. I texted this to you. I feel like there is someone in the Saints organization. They sit down with Mickey. They sit down with DA. They got bullet points from the Saints Block Party podcast. They just list them shit down. Like, okay, say this. And so, bro, when DA, I was listening to it at work, bro, and DA was like, we gonna take advantage of the weather. We go, you know, go hard during practice. We gonna go long. I was like, that's exactly what Ryan's been asking for like the last 2 months, bro.
Will we use the full allotted of time? That's what I want to know. Hey, man. Hey, if it helps.
It does. Right. but you know, they don't listen to outside noise. They don't listen to outside noise. Okay.
Fuck out of here.
In the first Giants Hard Knocks episode, the GM was like in the drive and talking about like he doesn't listen to talk radio. Every fucking scene you see in his office, like there are like there's like NFL
Network. Hey, like, come on, man.
Stop lying to us, please.
Stop lying,
please.
Lying.
And I'm glad that show's come out, because something that our podcast, we've been doing this shit for 4+ years. No matter how much things we've said on this stuff that's come out to be true, whatever, we still have people like, oh, sources, who are your sources? Or like, how could that be? Dennis Allen said this. Mickey Loomis said this. There literally is now a TV show in 4K that shows you what GMs and what head coaches are told to say to lie to, like, shimmy around a question that they don't want to answer.
Exactly. Like, they got a whole team
get bro.
Paid to do that. They get paid to do it.
Whoever the ops is in the Discord, whoever the ops is in our Patreon, can you just step forward? But also, can you increase your donation? Because I know we keep you employed, nigga. We keep you employed with a job. Increase that donation on the Patreon. God damn it! Like, if you're gonna be the ops, that shit needs to go up. Increase that fucking amount. God damn it. Anyway. Anyway, that's it. That's all. Thank y'all for joining us. Thank y'all for joining us. We appreciate the support, as always. We'll be back hopefully within the next couple of days, and actually talking about like football shit. Like pads, football stuff, players, all that shit. It's on the horizon. So coming soon. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. With that, brow.
Peace.
Mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.